Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We acknowledge the traditional owners of country throughout Australia and recognise their continuing connection to land, waters and culture. We pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging.
Hello there and welcome back to another exciting episode of This Song Is Yours. I'm your host, Simon Fink, and today we've got something extra special in store for you. Joining us on the podcast is none other than rising pop sensation and our pal, Helena Zara. With the release of her highly anticipated EP, Autopilot, Helena is poised to take the music world by storm, and we couldn't be more excited to dive into the sonic universe that she's created. Based in the vibrant music scene of Sydney, Helena has been making waves over the past 18 months with a string of pop hits that have captured the hearts of fans far and wide. From sharing the stage with powerhouse artists like Peach PRC, Wallace and Greta Ray, to crafting her own infectious sound, Helena's journey to superstardom has been nothing short of exhilarating. And today marks a milestone moment in Helena's career as we celebrate the release of her brand new EP, Autopilot. So in today's episode, Helena sits down with us to unpack the creative process behind Autopilot. From the intricate songwriting to the seamless blend of darker lyrical content and infectious sing-along choruses, get ready to embark on a sonic journey like no other. We'll also delve into Helena's musical upbringing and the pivotal role that music played in shaping her artistry. Plus, we'll also hear about her unforgettable encounter with one of her heroes, Gracie Abrams, and we'll try and get an inside scoop on the possibility of a tour in support of the EP. We can't promise anything. You'll have to listen to the episode to find out. Before we kick off this epic conversation, we want to extend a heartfelt thank you to Marie for her invaluable assistance in bringing today's episode to fruition. We also want to remind you that all of our details, including our socials where you can subscribe and follow us, and places where you can stream Autopilot, can all be found within today's show notes. So let's get into it. Here is our conversation with the one and only Helena Zara. Please welcome to This Song Is Yours, Helena Zara. Hello, friend. How are things?
Hello,
how are you going?
Good, good. I'm very glad to be back.
We are super glad to have you back. As some people might know, we've been very lucky enough to have you on the pod before for our end of year episode. We filmed some video content while you're in Adelaide, but today we get to talk about you and your music in great length. So I'm very excited for that. So thank you for kind of coming to hang out with us.
Of course, anytime.
One thing I kind of do want to kick off our talk with, and it is not something that's related to the big EP that we're here to talk about today. Yes. I know that since we last caught up, when we last caught up, we spoke about Gracie Abrams record. And then since then, I believe that you maybe had the fortune of meeting Gracie and seeing her live.
Yes, even just like hearing that back, I got like a slight run of chills down my left side of my arm. Yes, that did happen. And I actually have like Polaroids like back there behind me of meeting Gracie. And I think from memory, from what I can pull together of what happened, is I was bawling my eyes out and telling her how much like, her music meant to me as a song, as a songwriter and as a young woman in this industry. When her music came into my life, I believe I was like 14, 15. And she was really surprised that I've been listening since that time. So, it was a really special moment and yeah, never forget, never forget.
That is so lovely to hear. There were some, I believe you might have shared some photos on social media, and it did kind of look extremely wholesome and extremely lovely, like the meeting of two beautiful musical minds, if you will. So, yeah, no, very glad to hear that you met her. But again, we're not here to talk about Gracie this time. We're here to talk about yourself today. When this episode comes out, when people are listening to this, there's a brand new EP from yourself. The Autopilot EP is out right now. Congratulations.
Thank you. That I also got chills again two times just hearing you say that, that it's like finally out. It's been like years in the making. And so it's, I guess it's not going to feel real till I guess see it and hear it like out with other people, if that makes sense.
100%.
Yeah. Cause I've just been listening to the EP and having it on my phone on this like random link for the longest time. And so I guess seeing it on like all the different platforms, it's going to really hit me, I think.
Of course. Of course. Well, full disclosure to the people listening to this is that like we're recording this obviously before the day,
yes.
But for yourself being the musician, being the artist, and maybe pulling the curtain back a little bit more, is that these songs written by you, recorded by you, produced by you, they've been sitting on hard drives, as you said, links, like kind of all mismatched places for the last number of years where you've been able to access them. But seeing the final product and package together, I imagine, is a whole different kind of feeling unto itself.
Totally. Absolutely. I mean, I'm like, yeah, just with this EP, I mean, we wrote so much music. And by we, I mean, like, myself and meeting different and talented artists in LA and Australia and New Zealand. I've just got so much music that I just want everyone to hear, but baby steps. And I'm really excited that Autopilot gets to be the first of many. So, yeah.
It is incredibly exciting. Well, yes, congratulations again on this collection of songs. We were very lucky enough to have a listen to these songs before they have come out. And they are, not that you'd expect anything less, I imagine that fans who are listening to this podcast are already fans of yourself. And if you're not, firstly, what are you doing? Secondly, go listen to the EP after this. This collection of songs, Lena, is fantastic. I feel like you as a relatively young songwriter, you've really found your sound and your voice in such a succinct and I want to say like confident way. Like it
in these songs.
Yeah, of course.
That it's kind of crazy to even hear you say that, because I still feel like there are parts of me where I could do more, I guess, and be more confident in ways. Like I'm still learning and everything's very much a learning process. But I think especially with boundaries, I definitely would say that that's probably the most, I guess, powerful, confident, you know, that's why it's at the end of the track list, like towards the end, you know, gaining that strength and standing my ground, I guess, in a way. Yeah.
100%. I was going to bring up boundaries a little bit later, but now that we have kind of touched on it, it is an incredible kind of moment where you've really got this song that has this beautiful job of balancing what I am going to say is serious subject matter, but you've kind of, it's this juxtaposition of serious subject matter, but also one of the most like sing-along choruses of the year so far, which is it's kind of a funny thing when you look at it. I almost want to like compare it to one of your touring mates, Greta Ray's like Don't Date the Teenager.
Oh my goodness, don't even, that is my song, one of my many songs. Yes. I love that you made that comparison with Greta. I love Greta.
Of course, and absolutely love Greta here at the pod. I'm curious for you with boundaries, how did you kind of come across or come to writing this song and being able to balance the subject matter with still obviously having the sonics the way that they are?
Totally. Wow, that day, it was the first time I met Joe Farris, the producer and songwriter. And I quite literally, he quite literally asked me, like, you know, how are you? How's life? Like, what's been going on? And I said that, you know, I don't know. I have so much going on, and I felt almost like disoriented with like life and everything that was happening during that time period. And he was like, okay, like talk me through it. And it was sort of like a therapy session in a way. I mean, I guess every session is in its own right, but that day especially, he went to me and was like, it sounds like everything that you said, it sounds like you need to set some boundaries. And quite literally, that's how the rest of the day went. We went step by step of everything that was going through happening in my life, I guess. And we also said that we wanted to create a song that sort of like created this excitement and like started, like ignited something to listeners when they first listened to the song. And I guess I'd hope that we did what we said we would. So yeah.
I think you very much have. It's this beautiful balancing act of a track. And so I think you've done very well with that. And along with some of the rest of the tracks on this record as well, you do seem to have covered quite a lot of emotional ground without, you know, it being, I wouldn't say like it's an emotional EP. You've kind of covered songs of heartbreak, songs of empowerment, other kind of topics where it covers the gamut. I imagine being a young woman and a young songwriter as well. You mentioned Joe. I know that I think you also worked with songwriters like Johnny Shaw and who else? I'm trying to remember them now. I had a list somewhere. <You're okay. laughs> What was it like, I guess, going into these sessions and then finding yourself? Therapy, the word that you used before, is an interesting kind of thought of it, because you're going into these rooms and going into therapy with different people, and I'm curious how for you that kind of works in terms of being able to open up so quickly.
Yeah, I guess I'll start with therapy for one. I definitely need to go to therapy. Like I know this, and all of my friends and people like the closest around me know that I need to go. But right now, like songwriting has always just been that space for me. And I guess with boundaries, when writing that track, it sort of made me realize that I overshare a lot. But I think for myself, I need to find ways and bits of my story, not held back entirely, but I want to be more intentional with the way I write and I tell my story. So, therapy.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The sessions being therapeutic is everything, but also, I don't know, we're trying to find the balance, balance. But I also want to be as truthful as possible in my songwriting, because that's why I am doing what I'm doing, because I never really had a place to call home. So I want to create that community by being completely transparent. I feel like I went on a different journey there answering that question.
I still feel like the question was answered, but it also kind of brings up this thing of
as mentioned right at the top, we've been able to interact a few times now.
Yeah.
I only learned this time around in preparation for today's EP that, as you said, you did kind of move around a lot, and there was a lot of movement within your, like, I want to say, like, home base, and the music was kind of that constant, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what really got me into, I guess, the entertainment industry, because I always longed for those, you know, relationships and connections with friends and peers and family and stuff. But I, yeah, never really got the chance to have those, like, solidifying relationships, because I was constantly moving around, and I always had to, like, almost in a way, like, reinvent myself, which I think is pretty cool. But also I wonder what life would be like if I hadn't. And I guess that's what the track Cardboard is, exploring the what ifs, but also accepting that, you know, like, this is what we're doing and this is my life. And yeah, I don't know.
I find it very interesting, the fact that you're, like, trying out different things, or like being a different person each time, because I imagine maybe now as a young person it must have been somewhat difficult, but now as a musician maybe comes in handy in terms of having different eras or being able to, you know, change for those different times. It was my understanding that it was your dad that kind of gave you that introduction to music, maybe through a
not necessarily just my dad. I would say my mom. Especially because, like, being Filipino, music and dance and just the arts is, like, so intertwined within our culture. My dad was the one that introduced me to Taylor Swift. So they have the difference. Yeah. So I think I would say my mom got me started into music. Like, I remember so vividly, she would sing "Thank You for the Music" in the karaoke machine. And my parents had got me this, like, pink plastic flower microphone that I don't even know if it really worked, but I would pretend to be singing next to her. And then I think the following, like, Christmas, I got, like, an electric keyboard. And so it was very much a joint thing with my parents in their own rights and ways. I think my dad it got me into the guitar, and yeah.
With that in mind, then, was it quite a musical household that you grew up in? Like, were they wanting to not necessarily push you towards a career in music, but, like, I guess, was it more encouraged than maybe other households?
From memory, I think so. Like, it was somewhat encouraged. I think they didn't believe me that I think maybe the age of 6 or 7, I was like, no, I really want to be an artist, and I want to be on the big screen, and this is what I want to do. Because, you know, of course, like, every little kid wanted to be, like, a vet or, like, a princess, a fairy, a firefighter. But I don't think they really took me seriously till I was, like, 10 or 11. And I was like, this is what I really want to do. And then we moved to Australia, and then we were already looking at, like, performing arts schools. And I think the move to Australia really solidified that, like, oh, Helena really hasn't changed, and this is what she wants to do. So, yeah.
That's absolutely awesome. I think that, yeah, probably at around that age, it's where people or children, teenagers tend to go through phases. But I feel like if you know, especially when it comes to arts, if you know, you kind of know that that's where you want to go.
Yeah.
Was it around that age that you, I guess, first dabbled with songwriting and trying to write your own music?
I actually think I dabbled with songwriting a lot earlier when I was in Hong Kong. It was more just, like, making up piano melodies on my piano and calling it a song. I think I created a song that was dedicated to my pa at the time when I was, like, 7, and it was just, like, in the key of C, and it was just a repetitive cycle of just playing random notes because it was a key of C. So it definitely was there in the beginning, for sure.
That's absolutely awesome. I was hoping that you might indulge me a little bit. I know we already spoke about boundaries. The other track that I absolutely loved off this EP, I would say maybe my favorite track, was Sad Like the Moon, which gorgeous track. I think that, of course, this one definitely had some Gracie vibes to it.
Really?
I think that there's, you
thank
can you. 100% hear those influences there. I might not be alone in that, but I would be shocked if I was alone in that thought. I was wondering whether you might be able to talk us through maybe the inspiration or the creation of that track and how it came to be.
Totally. Okay. Throwing it all the way back to when I was 18, I was living alone in a studio apartment. I just graduated from high school, and I was I met this guy online on a streaming platform, and I was just like doing covers and doing some of my originals just to gain the confidence, I suppose. And this was just before COVID, so yeah. And I met a lot of different artists all over the world on that platform, and then I met this person that somehow just understood the chaos that was going on inside internally, and I couldn't quite understand what was going on. So he was just able to just like pull everything out of me and make things make sense, and being like, look, this is what's happening. So I guess we somewhat trauma bonded on specific things, mm-hmm. As you do. And, it was very intense. I'm somewhat kind of embarrassed that like that situation happened the way it did, but we never really met in person. We met over like FaceTime, and like I met his friends and his dogs and I think his mom, I don't know, but it was very intense and fast. He I guess love bombed me quite early on and throughout the situation, relationship, I suppose. But during the time when, you know, it was really exciting and like cute and flirty and whatever, I wrote the beginning of the song. I think it was the verse and the pre-chorus when we were talking, and I was like, oh, this is really sweet. Like he gets me in like in ways, but it hurts, if that makes sense. And I don't know if that was like my instincts telling me that like something wasn't quite right at the time. And then the relationship ran its course, and then I wrote Wait. Yeah. And it was originally called Seventh Heaven because it, I don't know if I'm going to say this. No, I will. Cause it sort of rhymed with his name at the time. And then I went into a session with Tom Eggert, who is incredible, a legend. And we were talking about different things and what we could potentially write about. And I was like, oh, I have a bunch of like voice memos and ideas through my phone. We can just look through and see whatever, I don't know, calls out to you. And he saw Seventh Heaven. He was like, what is that? And I played it for him, and it was just me and my keys. And he was like, this has some real like potential, like this, I want to play with this. And I was like, okay, cool. And, yeah, that was like a whole 2 years after, I originally sort of wrote it but never finished, and then the rest was history. And it was sort of like finishing the song in retrospect of the relationship, like of how, I don't know, what was really going on, I suppose. So it was definitely an interesting songwriting process, the way that Sad Like the Moon was created. Also my relationship with the moon, I love the moon so much, so I think it was quite fitting. And yeah, it's definitely a very special song.
I kind of love that though. Like, it kind of allows you to, as you said, it has moments where it's in the actual moment, and then it's able to reflect on it as well. The listener is able to almost go on that full journey with you in terms of where the song goes. So thank you very much for kind of sharing that with us.
No, I appreciate
it.
I'm sorry if I was like blabbling through that, trying to go through the backstory.
No, not at all. Not at all. It's why, it's why we have this podcast, is to kind of talk through where some of these like incredible songs came from and what inspired them and the reality behind them. So I appreciate you giving us all that information as well.
Of course.
I was very lucky enough to, I think my first introduction to Outside of Us meeting was when you supported Peach PRC in Adelaide, I think last year.
Yes, last year. My goodness.
My wife and I got there early because we'd heard a lot about the support act, Helena Zara. And then when we got there and people, there was such love and adoration for you and your songs already, which I was not surprised at in terms of like, again, I've already said it, fantastic songwriter. You're already aware of that. But more so, I guess, people already kind of singing back these songs that might not have been out. And for an up-and-coming artist, I found that really interesting. I'm curious to know, for this EP, in a live setting, what are you kind of looking forward to debuting live? Is there a track that hasn't been played live yet that you're excited to kind of...
No. I believe all of last year I was... I would change my set and the songs I was playing, choosing, you know, the different songs. I've already played everything live, which I guess kind of makes me, I was really nervous when introducing these songs live because I was like, oh, these songs aren't out yet. But I guess it creates that excitement and that it gains the community and showing, you know, these beautiful fans and my work. But I was also like, I don't know when I can say that it's coming out yet, but I'm so glad that, you know, the time has finally come and everyone's super, super excited and still really just super supportive and, yeah, on board with the CP. I guess.
Of course. Well, even since then, I know that you've... Who else? As mentioned, there was supporting Greta Ray on her tour. I can see the Wallace poster in the background.
Yes.
The lovely Wallace. Who else? There was Carla Wiebe. I know that there's been others that I'm kind of forgetting as well.
Yeah.
It might be a bit of an obvious question, but I know, having seen quite a lot of fans of yours on both Instagram and TikTok, when are we getting the Helena headline tour?
Oh my goodness. I don't think I can say yet. Mm-hmm. Hopefully soon. I am actually, well, by the time this is out, I would have been or would be in a park playing an acoustic show with some of my fans. So yeah, we'll see. I think we're trying to pick the right time and venues, because I do have quite a lot of young fans as well, so trying to cater for them is super important to me, and I want to make sure everything's done right. I can't wait for the day for a Helena Zara the headline. Well, that's even crazy just to say that. I mean, I have enjoyed supporting these incredible artists. I'm truly grateful, and I just want to keep doing live stuff. So
I think that there's always something when you continue to see, and this is not just the case for yourself, but I think that it is applicable here, when you see support act slots continually be filled by an artist and that they're supporting, like, as we said, there's Peach, there's Greta, there's Wallace. Who was there only recently, this week or last week? There was an international.
This year I've done Hemlock Springs and Umi. That was last week.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah,
and I feel like you look at those kind of artists, all fantastic artists in their own right, and when they've got this kind of consistent thread of such a brilliant support act, I feel like it's only a matter of time until it's yourself in those kind of touring rooms, in those venues. And again, not just for yourself. I think that when you do start to see up-and-coming artists fill those slots consistently, I think it's, you know, that they're onto a good thing, that it's only a matter of time. We'll be seeing you play the Forum and, you know.
Oh my goodness. I was literally just talking to a few of the fans and even my friends about the Forum, because Peach just played there with Carla as well. And I was just like, that would be such a dream venue. I think the day I do that, I will tear myself to pieces, because I just can't believe it. And I'd just be an emotional wreck. But yeah.
We're manifesting it here today.
Yeah. Yes.
That next next EP, whenever it may be, Helena Zara at the Forum will be there. So to put out into the universe. Helena, usually we would ask our guests what they're currently listening to. Is there anything at the moment that you're currently listening to?
All the time. Right now I'm really into Kenny Titus. It's giving a bit of Gracie Abrams, like early Gracie Abrams vibes. And Maud Latour just came out with Too Slow. It's a really fun pop track that I've just had on repeat all day today. So there's right now anyway, but I'm excited to hear Taylor Swift's new album that's coming out. Like, I think it'll be a week or so after the EP comes out. So I'm really keen to hear that and just lock myself in a room and just listen.
It's a giant month for music. If you look at it, we've got all the pop music titans. We've got Beyonce, Helena Zara, Taylor Swift, Taylor.
Oh,
the big four.
My goodness.
They are very solid tracks, and agreed. Very curious to hear what the Tortured Poets Department brings us.
Yes.
But until that time, we'll be making sure that people are checking the show notes of today's podcast to listen to your EP. Autopilot is out today, so people will be able to go and stream it. But Helena, as always, an absolute pleasure to see you and chat with you. Thank you so much
for
coming on the pod.
Thank you for having me.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.